And welcome to another episode of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show.
We're back.
Come to you live from the Epicenter of Sports, Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're right here in the middle of the goddamn thing. Had an undefeated basketball team. Not no more. 9-1 now.
They were undefeated?
They were undefeated. 9-0.
I didn't know that. A couple weeks off here. Hit a little bit of a roadblock. That's my fault.
Little regroup.
Haven't been in the right mindset. Honest with our fans. And you know, you guys know us. We know you.
That's fine. We about to take off in this mug, bro. We about to take off.
We might even fuck around and do like 3 episodes a week.
Ooh. Running out of sports.
We'll do 2. We're getting down in the nitty gritty, especially in football. And there's a lot of basketball to be talked about, too.
Love b-ball. I've been watching a little bit of basketball. We're watching a little bit of basketball right now. A little Ohio State, Nebraska.
We got a really good game tonight with
2 undefeated teams.
Number 7 Vols at number 12 Missouri.
I want to say 12.
12. They're undefeated too. The only other ranked team in the SEC right now.
Not a good look.
Mm-mm. I think Florida might be like 24, 25. But they lost their best player to whatever the fuck happened to him.
Stroke.
I don't know. He's going to coach now. Hmm. I don't even know if they expect him to play basketball again.
They said that about Alex Smith too.
Fair enough.
Now he's got a calf strain on the leg where he doesn't even have a
calf muscle. But it's a big game tonight. Kind of see who is going to be at the top of the SEC because the SEC looks fucking weak.
Is there an asterisk next to Tennessee's SEC title this year because Kentucky sucks?
No. Once you get down into conference play, everybody plays harder. I'm not saying that Kentucky's not playing hard. They're not as good as they usually are.
They kind of fucked themselves, though. What was 4 of their losses against ACC teams?
At the beginning.
When you play the best conference in basketball.
ACC is probably the best conference top to bottom right now.
I'd say probably Big Ten, but.
Top to bottom, though?
Duke sucks. North Carolina sucks. Virginia sucks.
Duke doesn't suck. You can say.
Virginia sucks.
You say Duke and Kentucky teams are sucking, but they're still going to win games. They're still blue blood programs. Duke does not suck.
Duke is a 7th.
Varsity play once, and they did play bad, but.
Duke is a 7th seed in the ACC tournament right now.
I did not know that.
If that. I don't know. I'm just going off eyeball test. That's probably what they'd be. Hey, you know who's not bad in the ACC, though? Vatek, motherfucker.
They've been playing good basketball. All right, this will be the first Vols test tonight. Other than Colorado and Cincinnati, who are middle-of-the-pack Power 5 teams, we really ain't played anybody. Last game was South Carolina upstate.
They were scared and gave themselves COVID, so they didn't have to play Gonzaga.
They're good, though. That's a good basketball team. I've watched pretty much. I didn't watch that upstate game because I didn't even know that was a school.
Well, fuck upstate. I mean, they've been holding all these teams to like 30 points a game, and they let upstate score 60.
They also played all 5 or 6 of our freshmen the whole time.
That's fine. I just bet the -31.5, and I lost. Did you? Yeah.
Shit, that was last Wednesday. We hadn't played in the whole week.
Hmm. Make you nervous going into a big game?
No. I mean, I haven't watched Missouri play, but I don't think Missouri's that good.
Michael Porter Jr.
is in the NBA on the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, okay. My bad. That's just the first
for the last 2 years. Yeah, first Mizzou. It's the only Missouri college basketball player I can name, honestly.
Drew Lock.
Didn't play basketball, but yeah.
Blaine Gabbert.
Was Blaine Gabbert of Missouri?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chase Daniel.
I can't think of anybody. I'm actually curious who else played basketball in Missouri.
That's the only one I can think. This mic's really picking up everything, huh? Y'all hear that? You hear that?
Yeah, it's his Xbox. Is it not?
No, that's him playing music. That's fine, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I don't think so. I don't think we're picking it up too bad. That's fine. Hey, we're playing with some new toys. We're going to get this bitch dialed in, mold trucker. basketball, early NBA, you seen anything that you like or you hate?
Oh, I'll tell you what I fucking hate.
Ja Morant.
I hate that happened to Georgia. He's going to be fine. It's a high ankle sprain. It's not going to kill him or anything. He'll be out for a couple weeks. Just take it easy. Not practice.
He ran off the court like he broke his goddamn leg in half.
Well, he's probably never been hurt before. He's probably scared. But he's going to be fine. I'd probably, if I was the Grizzlies, I'd probably give him a whole month off. But at the same time, you're talking about 72 games, and if you're going to make a playoff push, you need Jaw. But what I've hated from the NBA so far, what is it, a week in mm-hmm. as of yesterday?
What, three games in for most teams?
Three or four. The defense has gotten worse. Teams are scoring 130 points. Grizzlies' first game on, I guess, it was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They let, I don't remember who it was, but they let whoever it was score 130 points.
The Hawks, right?
I think so, yeah, because Jaw had 44, which is one off, and I did not know this until Hunter Dye called me yesterday. Daddy Dye called me yesterday, and he's like, do you realize who has the highest single-game point scoring for the Memphis Grizzlies? You'd never guess it, and you probably don't even know who it is. It's Mike Miller.
I know who Mike Miller is.
One of the whitest dudes ever playing the NBA.
He played for the Heat, didn't he?
Played for the Heat, and he played for the Cavs.
Okay.
With LeBron. LeBron brought Mike Miller everywhere. Yeah, Mike Miller had 45 in a game in a Memphis Grizzly uniform. In his, like, second or third year, he was cold. But, yeah, so Jaw is the second ever with 44.
Well, fuck, Dallas scored, what, like 144 the other night?
Yes. They had 70
against the Clippers.
It's just Kawhi didn't play in that game.
That's what I hate about this too. I've made a personal decision just to not bet on the NBA anymore because it's kicking my fucking
dick. They're not playing defense. We're three games in, and Kawhi is already taking a game off. That's what I hate about it.
Yeah,
like you. Basketball, especially, like, you top tier money-wise, Kawhi, Paul George, LeBron, those types of players, you get paid so fucking much money. The gap of wages in the NBA is ridiculous. You know, Steph Curry makes 45 mil, and the 10th guy on your roster probably makes the minimum vet salary at 2 mil. Like, that is the gap in between. And I don't like them taking games off. I don't like it. It ruins the integrity of basketball. I'm surprised they're even playing because I thought they were going to sit out and say, oh, we don't want to start back so early.
Yeah.
But
that would come out with their contract too.
And it should. It should. I mean, the scoring, I love scoring. I love high scoring games. But if this entire season is going to go on with every winner averaging 120 points every win, it's just sucks.
It's almost boring.
Yeah,
I tried to watch on Christmas and it just wasn't.
Where it's boring. I didn't hardly especially watch.
Christmas was every single game was a blowout.
Yeah, like 20 or something points every single one of them.
And the football sucked too. I mean that Thursday night game was pretty. What Thursday? Friday night game was pretty good. Other than that, everything sucked on Christmas.
Who played on Christmas? Viking Saints.
Oh yeah, I mean Saturday. Fuck, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's Saturday game.
Because Viking Saints played on Friday, and yeah. Alvin Kamara had goddamn 6 touchdowns.
Should have had 7.
That is crazy, and I didn't even know it until I called you that night.
And then Saturday, the Vikings still scored like 30 points too. Over was never in doubt. Basketball notes. Is Russell Westbrook good? I don't know.
No.
We lost to the Bulls last night.
And he had like a whole breakdown on his media session. Like, when you're down in the dumps, it shows you how much of a man you have to be or something like that.
Did he? I don't keep up with NBA media, but.
Russell Westbrook is a good basketball player. But what the NBA is turning into, especially as a guard, if you can't shoot, you're almost worthless.
I mean, What, I mean, $200 million?
Yeah, I mean, Westbrook can go out there and average a triple-double, and he's going to play great. And it, not so much in the regular season, but, I mean, it's been proven in the playoffs that Russell Westbrook with the Rockets last year and the last couple years with the Thunder when he did, after KD left, he can't win in the playoffs. When it comes down to a half-court offense and having to run an offense, and if you can't shoot as a guard, as the point guard, then you – that's where you hit a wall, and you can't score. And the Wizards don't have any shooters on that court at all.
Or any defense whatsoever.
No, they've got Bradley Beal and Davis Bertans who can shoot. And other than that, I don't know if anybody else can shoot.
Hiroshima's coming back tonight.
I don't think his name is Hiroshima.
Huchamama.
Now I don't know his name.
Hurichama.
Hurichamura or
something. I don't know, something like that. I haven't been able to watch the Wizards. Wizards don't necessarily get the primetime slots, which I thought that the NBA TV pass was on ESPN Plus, but it's definitely not.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
So that was kind of a bummer.
Grizz have started off a little slow, and they have so much potential for this year, but I just think they're going to be a little too young still.
Especially in the West.
I just think they're a little bit too young.
You think they still make the playoffs?
I think they pushed for an 8 or 7 seed, but, I mean, you got to have a healthy jaw. That team ain't going nowhere without jaw. And I'll say that for probably the next 10 years. Or 3 years, and he decides he wants to go to the Lakers or the Clippers or something.
Or the Bucks. The Bucks are about to be a powerhouse.
Bucks look good. Bucks broke the NBA record for, is it 29? 29 threes made last night. The night before.
By who?
Well, not all by the same person.
Drew Holiday?
No, the team made 29 threes.
Yeah, but who's making threes? Giannis isn't not blowing Giannis up and making threes.
Yeah, Drew Holiday, DaVincenzo.
Who the fuck were they playing? The Knicks or the Cavs? They were playing the Cavs, weren't they?
No, it was the Heat.
Oh fuck!
Because it was like a revenge. It was because they made it like seem like a revenge game.
Why?
Because the Heat put them out in the bubble.
Oh, I guess. Are the Heat not good? Jimmy Butler's out, isn't he?
I don't know.
I thought the Heat were going to be... I felt like a really smart guy. Okay. So the Heat were the sixth and favorite to win the championship and like fourth in favorites to win the East. I'm like, no brainer. The Heat are really good. I'm just going to fucking cash in on this. Jimmy Butler for MVP plus 2,500. Cavs... Heat to win championship.
Cavs
plus
have won their first three games.
Plus 1,500. Heat to win the East plus 600. I cashed in on all of it. And
I
now the Heat aren't good. Hero's a fraud.
I don't know if they were good in the bubble. That's what's so weird. That's so weird about it. Like, you look at that Heat team. I just don't know. Playoff basketball, and I think this last in the bubble was really the first time you've ever sat down and watched NBA playoff basketball.
Yeah, until it's football different. Came on, and then we checked out.
Yeah. I mean, it was close enough. I watched the finals for the most part.
I feel like I watched a week 3 Monday Night Football game instead of finals.
No, cause I do remember it was a Sunday, and it was game 4, and we had game 4 on the small TV with 2 NFL games going on. But anyway, so the game of basketball changes to an extent. In the regular season for the NBA, there's so many games. In college is different because they don't play as many games. You mm-hmm. have to dial in every single game. In the NBA, you're playing 72 this year, usually 82. You can take nights off.
If kind you're of like on, baseball.
Yeah, to an extent. You don't see the same kind of nitty-gritty... a defense actually locking down and developing a game plan for somebody they know they can possibly play 7 games in a row. Does that make sense? Because you're not going to sit down and develop. And they do. They don't. I'm not saying the NBA teams just go out there and play basketball. But they're not going to sit down as a team and understand what they're going to do, especially defensively, for one night against the Cavs, and then in 18 hours the next day you're playing the Pacers. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am enjoying college basketball a little bit more than NBA, though.
And in the playoffs, it slows down a little bit. Teams don't run. They don't run in transition as much. So, as an offense, you have to figure out how to score in a half court situation instead of Giannis just catching the rebound and running all the way down the court, because it doesn't work in the playoffs because the defenses settle in. That's why you see the Bucks keep losing, because Giannis can't shoot. Neither can Russell Westbrook.
Can't shoot.
You heard it here first.
Wizards win in the East.
Not even fucking close.
When they acquire, who are they going to acquire at the trade deadline? Harden. Harden to the Wizards.
And give up who? Send Russell back to the Rockets.
Fuck them. I don't care.
I don't know. The Rockets have not looked good. I seen a tweet from somebody today that almost looks like, I don't remember who it was. It was one of the NBA insiders. And he said, he was like watching this Rockets game last night. And I didn't watch it, but I just seen the tweet. It looks like Harden's got this like time ticker just over his head. Like, how long is it going to be? Because that Rockets team looks horrible.
Harden looking thick.
Harden's been looking thick.
John Wall playing?
I think so.
Doing any good? I haven't heard anything from him. Or has he still got the cocoa?
He might not have played yet. I don't know. And right now, I mean, I know we're three games in. I'd say Lakers are the favorites again. Sixers have been playing good, too.
Fuck the Sixers.
They have been playing good.
Who do I like? I like the Mavs.
I do like the Mavs. I like Luka Doncic. That's just somebody as two regular white dudes over here that we can just say, fuck. Why Luka is he not?
Too cold.
Luka's cold.
You like to get rid of Dirk and then they get another cold white dude? It's almost not fair.
Luka almost reminds me more of like a Larry Bird kind of type, though. Like, just swagger and confidence.
Playing against Dirk, plumbers.
Dirk was nasty. But, I mean, you just hear so many stories from Larry Bird, and like Isaiah's always said shit about it. And anybody who played in that era, you won't hear Michael say any of that. But there's just stories about what Larry did. Like, Larry would come over your bench and say, what's the scoring record in this particular stadium? We're like, I don't know what stadium it was or who they were playing or who said this. But he said that Larry came over there and said that to the bench, and then Larry got one of his Celtics, like, reporters or something to tell him, and it was like 44. And he said Larry came out and he scored 45 that game through three quarters and then sat himself on the bench in the fourth quarter. Like, that's what more Luka reminds me of. Like, Luka's just got that, like, he knows he's cold.
Luka's got some swag wearing 77, too.
He does, because he knows
he's a swag factor.
He knows he's cold.
Basketball, 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 basketball. So we're betting on the Lakers to win the championship?
If I had to say it right now, the teams that look the best to me, I think the Lakers got better. I think adding Marc Gasol is a huge change to that whole entire offense for the Lakers. You don't have Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee sitting in the middle who can't pass or shoot the ball to save their fucking lives. They're just big.
JaVale McGee's the best basketball player in the league.
JaVale McGee's on the Cavs now.
God, how fitting.
And then Dennis Schroeder, who the one thing that you could say from that Lakers championship team in the bubble was they didn't have a secondary ball handler. And now they've got Dennis Schroeder. They don't have Danny Green airballing threes every time he catches it.
Where's Danny Green now?
Sixers.
I wanted to say Sixers, yeah. Basketball, basketball, basketball.
I mean, that's about all the basketball I got. We're going to do some football.
Do some football. We had a big past week, and we got some playoffs. We are both in positions to be absolutely heartbroken on Monday morning.
Let's start with the Titans then. Let's start with that AFC wild card.
Okay.
There's four teams sitting at 10-5, correct? Mm. Browns, Ravens, Titans, Colts.
Yes.
Colts are out as of right now. The Titans are the top. They're the fifth seed.
Yes.
And then you got Browns.
No, Titans are the fourth seed.
No, Titans still are the fourth seed. You're right, you're right. What am I talking about?
Browns are the fifth
seed. So who's all sitting in 10-5? Titans, Browns, Ravens, Colts.
Listen, dog. I'll pull this up. I feel like there's one more team.
Miami. I knew I was missed because we have an extra wild card team this year, so all three of those would have been Miami. Miami is currently the seventh team, so the Colts are out as of right now. The Titans still have the best odds out of any of those to still make the playoffs. But it's going to be a very interesting weekend because there's a possibility there's an 11-5 football team that's not going to be in the playoffs. And there'll be a 6-win NFC East winner.
There would be a 7-win.
Seven win.
Maybe. Okay, so right now, clinched a playoff spot. Chiefs, Bills, Steelers. Titans are in the lead at the AFC South.
Because of the tiebreaker over the Colts.
Mm-hmm. Dolphins, Ravens, Browns are the 7th seed. And then the Colts are sitting at number 8 at 10-5.
Did the Browns lose this weekend too?
Lost to the Jets.
That wasn't this weekend.
That was this weekend, yeah.
Oh, then, yeah, it was. And then the Colts, I was thinking the Rams lost this last weekend.
The Colts were up big on the Steelers, and then the Steelers woke up in the second half and actually scored.
I watched most of that game.
So you've got...
I didn't have your whole setup with four TVs going.
Neither did I. I got stuck at home, and the Wi-Fi wasn't working upstairs, so I had to watch the national broadcast. I think it was Colts and Steelers, and then I had to watch Seahawks and Rams.
I had Colts and I just can't imagine. Here, and then I just watched NFL Network on the other one. I didn't even watch Red Zone.
I can't imagine not watching Red Zone ever again. It was the worst weekend of my life.
I mean, Miami easily could have lost that game.
I lost a lot of money on that.
That was the Saturday night game. Mm-hmm. That was a good little finish there with Ryan Fitzpatrick getting his fucking head pulled off and just tosses that ball up.
It was an awful finish if you had the Raiders money line.
I don't watch football like that because I actually enjoy the sport instead of betting money on it. Mainly because I lost a lot of money the one time I did bet. But, I mean, you look... If the Dolphins had lost that game, are we even having this conversation? Probably not.
Maybe. They would still have a shot. Okay, so here's who we have. We have the Titans play the Texans.
Should be an easy win.
Dolphins play the Bills.
Bills have clinched. Bills aren't going to go full out.
Can't get the first seed, so they probably won't. Ravens play the Bengals.
Should be an easy win.
Browns play the Steelers.
Steelers, they're not going to go full out either.
No, Big Ben's not playing.
So who possibly loses? Or if everybody wins, Colts are out, right?
Colts play the Jaguars. That's a win, too.
Colts. But everybody wins, it still stays where stays it's at same. With an 11-5 Colts team not being in the playoffs.
Then the Tits play the Ravens, first round of the playoffs.
Ooh, I'd love that.
I don't know. The Ravens are getting hot at the right time.
Fuck the Ravens. We beat the Ravens last year.
Ravens are getting hot at the right time.
I don't know. Titans did not look good the other night against the Packers. I came into that game feeling very confident.
They got within 5, and I'm like, hey, here we go. Because I had Titans money line also on that. Thank you, Titans, for losing me some money.
The defense is just...
awful. I thought, you know, Derrick Henry in the snow. Derrick Henry, no.
I thought that too. And then even Katie was over here watching it. She was playing on her tablet, and she looks up, and there was just this one particular play. And I hadn't said anything about a pass rush. And she says, look how much time he's got back there. And I was like, yeah, you're fucking goddamn right. I mean, there he's got all the time in the world.
I was really excited about Derrick Henry in the snow, and then they're like, this is Derrick Henry's first game ever in the snow. I'm like, fuck. He doesn't like the snow.
They didn't look horrible. Our offense looked fine. It's just... we're going to match up against anybody, and I'm not worried about the Ravens to an extent.
I am.
Because we can tackle. But when a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers has enough time to do shit and find open people and his receivers make open routes, that's when the Titans are going to get fucked. And that's what's going to ruin us in the playoffs. I'm not too confident about them. I'm a Titans fan, die hard. I can tell you right now that Colts team is a better playoff team than the Titans are. I think they are. And that just killed me. That just took like 50% of my life.
I don't like Phillip Rivers when he has to play outside and it's cold outside.
But they play defense.
True.
They run the ball play defense and they have a pass rush. You can't do anything in the NFL. I'm surprised we've won 10 games. I told Hunter Dye he could probably play defensive end for the Titans and might get back there and could put a little pressure on the quarterback. It's not.
They said at one point in the broadcast, really missing Clowney. I'm like, are they really?
He was worse. Really? I mean, not worse. Obviously, he gave you a little bit of like a name at least. We have 14 sacks. 14.
We get that in like one game.
I know. The league leader, I don't know who it was, the league leader, whoever, one of the teams that was playing on Sunday, they were like fourth in the NFL and they had 44 sacks. It's 30 more sacks.
I feel like that's Pittsburgh.
But they're not. They weren't even the NFL leader. Whoever's the NFL leader, Rams maybe.
I want to say Steelers or Redskins. We're top five. Definitely. Her defense is the only thing that's fucking keeping us alive right now.
The leader is probably sitting at 47, 48 sacks or something like that. Maybe closer to 50.
You want to move on to the NFC playoff?
And the Titans have 14.
Oh, we've got tie-breaking.
Look at me in the face. Do you hear that? 14 sacks.
Yes. Oh, these are... I don't want to see all the tie-breaking procedures. Okay, NFC.
Oh, a lot of shit's going to happen in the NFC.
We got the Packers, one seed at 12-3. Saints are second at 11-4. So both of these teams need to play for a one seed, theoretically. I don't know who would win the head-to-head there. Seahawks, third seed at 11-4.
Packers beat the Saints.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Packers have it locked up, which is good because I really want to see the Bears in the playoffs. Saints third. No, Seahawks third. Bucks fifth at 10-5. Pretty much locked up the five seed. Washington.
Bucks are clinched.
Yeah.
Right, regardless.
Yeah. Washington four at NFC East. And we'll talk about that in a second.
6-9, right?
Yes. Nice. And then in the hunt, well, no. Right now, the Rams are...
Let's talk about the NFC East first. Okay. Finish it. But
Rams are the sixth seed as of right now, 9-6. Have to play the Cardinals. Pretty much a playoff game. Bears are the seventh seed at 8-7. Have to play the Packers.
God, the Bears are going to get it.
Then on the bubble, you have the Cardinals at 8-7. They play the Rams. You have the Cowboys at 6-9, can win the NFC East, and the Giants at 5-10 can also win the NFC East.
All right, let's talk about the NFC East first.
NFC East. Let's talk about the dumpster fire that happened last weekend. Okay. Washington football team has the opportunity to win the NFC East with a win against a Carolina Panthers team that has nothing to play for. Defense plays good, gives up a muff punt for a touchdown. Dwayne Haskins turns the ball over four times.
Is it four? I didn't watch much.
Two interceptions, two fumbles. Heinicke. XFL big boy.
Was he?
Yep.
For which one?
St. Louis. No, not St. Louis. One of them.
I think it might have been.
I want to say St. Louis. But they had PJ Walker. They had
Hawaiian dude. Heinicke didn't start, yeah. Because that was who I was rooting for in the XFL.
I want to say you play for the... I don't know. He's an XFL guy, though. Because he's the one who shotgunned the beer in the locker room.
It was St. Louis, then. Mm-hmm. He was the backup. he got an NFL job over somebody else.
Given. Panthers were playing prevent defense, but...
Keep going. I'm going to look
at Tamu.
It was Tamu, yeah.
Yep. Really, our defense played great. Defense only gave up 13 points. And if your defense is only giving up 13 points, then you should win the football game. Especially when you're playing against Carolina's defense. Haskins gets cut the next morning.
I feel like something else happened, though.
He didn't. He refused to talk to the media after the game.
That was the only reason he played in that game, especially after the whole strip club.
He shouldn't have started.
Because they didn't have anybody else.
He shouldn't have started.
Well, they weren't confident starting Taylor Heinicke.
And you're confident in starting Dwayne Haskins?
Over Taylor Heinicke, yes.
No.
Dwayne Haskins was the 15th.
No, I would have started Logan Thomas over Dwayne Haskins. Logan Thomas hasn't played quarterback in 7 years.
No.
And then we just forget that we have a fucking run game. You got Antonio Gibson, one of the... I'm not going to say the best running backs in the league, but he has had one of the better seasons.
He did play the other day, yes. Didn't he?
He's had one of the better seasons, and we've had one of the better rushing offenses.
Well, even when he was out, McKissick and Peyton Barber both played well.
Exactly. And that's our second and third stringer now, and we have Antonio Gibson first. And we just forget to run the ball. Can't get anything going.
That's down, on Ron Rivera, though.
Down 20-3 at halftime. Give up no points in the second half, and we can only score a touchdown.
20-10, that's what it ended up being.
Yeah.
I mean,
And then Alex Smith, given, this is kind of fucked up. His leg that he has muscle from other parts of his body, those muscles who were attached to just his raw bone are cramping, and that's what's giving him issues. Because he's probably not supposed to play football.
No, he's not.
And he's probably putting way more strain on that leg than he ever should have.
Yes. I do think that I don't think he plays any more football. If they've got him out.
I think he plays this weekend.
Well, I mean, listen to me for a second. This was a big game. This was a come in, let's beat this 4-win Panthers team and go to the playoffs. And if you didn't think that Alex Smith could play that game and you had to play Dwayne Haskins, I think something else is wrong. Right? I mean, does that make sense? He's been cramping for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he came out at halftime because, remember, his leg was bleeding. No, that was in the Pittsburgh game. But then the week after, he came out at halftime versus the 49ers. And they put that big ice blanket around him. Like, that doesn't look good. He's probably just cramping. Yeah, well, fucking 2.5 weeks later, look at us.
He's still cramping. No, there's something else going on with it. It's just them not coming out and saying Alex Smith probably doesn't need to be playing football.
I don't know.
We might be held liable if he goes out there and plays again. Who knows? But, I mean, Washington had it. They had this. They had this division locked up.
They still have it locked up. I am not scared. I hope. I pray.
Cowboys have been looking good.
I don't care. It doesn't come down to the Cowboys.
It does, though. They're 6-9, are they not?
Yeah, but it doesn't come down to them. We win and we're in. I love our defensive front against Jalen Hurts because he's running around like he doesn't have a goddamn clue what he's doing.
Is it Eagles Redskins?
Yes. Prime time Sunday night football. I'm ready to be hurt.
Story time.
You want to hear story time?
First of all, Jalen Hurts did not look good in that game.
No, he looked awful. I don't think he's looked good yet. He fucking...
Well, stats-wise, he has kind of looked decent.
He was playing off the run against the Saints. That's his highlight. He was throwing checkdowns and screen passes. Congrats, dude. Congrats.
All right, story time.
Story time.
Story, story.
Okay, RG3 on one ACL. Week 17 Sunday night game against the Cowboys for the NFC East. I think we won the NFC East that year at 10-6. Sunday night game. Against Tony Romo. I think we beat the fuck out of him. It was a great game. Sunday night game. Like,
that would be good. So it's
20 degrees. I think it was it was like January 2nd, 2013. Or 2013. It was cold as fuck. And it was right after Christmas. Maybe it was like December 28th, 2012.
You went to the game?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, shit. That would be cool.
Yeah. Because it was a 4 o'clock game and it got flexed to Sunday Night Football. Just like this one is. Which I don't understand. I feel like they would probably flex Bears, Packers, or Cardinals, Rams.
The 7-win team that gets into the playoffs and hosts a playoff game.
Which?
Against the Bucks. But, okay, so what's the scenarios? I mean,
okay,
Washington does lose.
If Washington loses...
Who are the Giants playing? Giants are 6-9, right?
And Cowboys
are 6. Oh,
playing the Cowboys.
That's perfect. Then.
So if Washington loses, then the winner of that game goes to them.
Okay. So Washington holds their own fate in their hands at the moment.
Which we'll know at 1 o'clock. Giants and the Cowboys play at 1 o'clock. So, which doesn't matter. We have to win anyways. If we lose, we're out. Because if we lose and the Giants win, then there would be 6-10, but they'll have the tiebreaker over us because they swept us. If the Cowboys win, they'll be 7-9, and we'll be
6-10.
So I'll get to stay up late on a Sunday night, which I hate doing anyways. And I've been sober for 3.5 months. It might end on Sunday night. And I'm fully prepared. This is the state that I'm in right now. I was broken down on the side of the interstate on Sunday morning. And
not answering the phone, I say that.
And
either.
I get the Bleacher Report notification, Dwayne Haskins will start. I'm like, fuck, I don't even give a fuck about this truck we're losing today. I knew it.
Were you just not answering the phone because you didn't want to tell me your truck broken down? Or?
No, I was trying to get a tow truck.
Wow.
And AT&T was down, and apparently all the tow truck companies in Middle Tennessee use AT&T, and none of their phones were working. So I had to pay somebody from Franklin to drive 45 minutes south to tow my truck.
How close were you to Nashville?
I was a mile away from the house.
Oh.
I was literally not even to the second exit when you leave my house. I was about a quarter mile away from the exit.
Your dad couldn't, like, pull the truck or anything?
Well, no.
I forget you have a big truck.
A big truck. Big wet truck. It was only $100. His phone was down. I just gave him $100 cash.
But then
go buy yourself something nice. Now, the fix was expensive. But she fixed now. She fixed. And we're going to get that STEMI. And, yeah. That's fine.
Rest of the NFC, though.
Rest of the NFC.
It's going to be interesting.
Jared Goff is out.
He's not playing. They've already said that. He did have surgery.
Yes.
But I thought maybe he'd try to...
Kyler Murray may also be out. So it'd be a battle of backup quarterbacks for a playoff spot.
Why was Kyler out?
Lower leg injury.
Who's the Cardinals backup?
No idea. Can't even pronounce his name. Somebody I've never heard of in my life. He won the Grey Cup.
Won the Grey Cup?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Grey Cup?
CFL. I got you right here.
So winner of that game is in the playoffs, though.
If the Rams lose and the Bears also lose, then the Rams are still in.
Are the Cardinals in if they win and the Bears lose?
Chris Streveler is Arizona's backup.
I mean, I can get to a point real quick where there's so many teams in the NFL. If your guy goes down, how do you trust your second guy to go in there and play football?
Their third stringer is Hundley.
And this guy beats out Hundley in practice for the second. Hundley once played an entire NFL season. Yeah, he went 0-16, but no, I'm wrong.
That's Kizer.
It was Kizer. Both lights.
Hundley.
Guys.
Hundley.
Hundley was backup Brett Favre. And
No. He was backup to Aaron Rodgers. He was probably in sixth grade when Brett Favre was quarterback.
Hundley was.
UCLA?
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting them mixed up. Kizer was Notre Dame.
Yes.
I almost said Hundley was Notre Dame. My brain's not working. So what'd you...
We got the Bears that can still get in, and I really like the Bears with Mitch Trubisky.
Bucks are locked into the fifth seed.
Bucks are locked in.
Rams are the sixth right now, and Bears are the seventh.
Yes.
Mitch Trubisky, he's been playing pretty decent.
I don't know. He had a couple bad interceptions against the Jags.
He makes mistakes, and he's always done that. You look at his record as a starting NFL quarterback, he's like 70% win percentage.
Hey, you know who also threw a lot of interceptions?
Brett Favre.
I'm going to say, hey, Bears, if y'all want to get rid of Mitch,
I'm just
which
saying,
they might.
I think
which they might. Washington football team all in on Mitch.
I just think the Bears made a – just complete horrible decision when they benched him in the first place.
No, especially behind that offensive line.
And they were, what, 4-1 at the time?
The last thing you want to do is put a fucking statue behind that offensive line that can't block shit.
Yeah, and Trubisky's a little bit of an athlete.
Yes, he is.
He's an athlete. I bet he dominated high school basketball. I bet he played a little ball. Maybe a little soccer.
Maybe.
What?
I don't know if I just whiffed in like cigarette smoke as I was drinking that, but my tea kind of tasted like an ashtray.
Oh, I just spit in that, actually.
Oh, fuck.
I was playing. But no, I mean, I don't think the Bears made a horrible decision. First of all, keeping Nagy. Nagy's one of the worst coaches in the NFL.
Is he? 8-7, about to make the playoffs.
Well, his decision to put Nick Foles in, yes.
Yeah, I think that was very premature.
It was stupid. That is a coach listening to fans and media. Just in the constant R around Trubisky is that he got drafted ahead of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. It's like, it's just like every game that you're listening to the Bears are in, that has to be mentioned. And I think Nagy heard this, and he heard the fans clamoring. And no, Trubisky wasn't playing great, but they won 4 games.
Yeah.
They were 4-1. I think they took him out in halftime of that 6th game.
Mm-hmm.
Because his stat hit, because he wasn't playing great. And that offense isn't good.
No.
Because Nagy was calling the plays. It was a very prehistoric offense, and you can't let a quarterback look good if you can't even let him do what he needs to do.
The thing that's also come into play with Trubisky as a quarterback, too, the run game has opened up.
It has. Montgomery, I noticed today, is the fifth leading rusher
who broke
1,000 yards this weekend.
Because Trubisky got a little bit of wheels on him, so you're not just expecting.
Standing there and Big Dick Nick, his dick's holding him down.
Yeah,
so much.
Yeah, Big Dick. Yeah, just low center of gravity. Which is normally a good thing in athletics, but
it just shows like how the fuck did the Eagles win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles?
Defense wins championships, and that's why I like the Washington football team.
I know, but
against
Nick Foles
the Bucks,
is just so bad
against the Bucks. I think they win the first round, and then they get absolutely slaughtered by either the Saints or Green Bay.
But regardless, I would like to see the Bears in the playoffs.
I would too.
I think they deserve. I think they're a better playoff team than the Cardinals. The Cardinals have been so inconsistent all year.
And the Cardinals have had every chance to be 11-5 right now.
Yeah. I mean, at one point they were what, 6-3?
Mm-hmm.
Lost 2 or 3 straight. And
Cliff Kingsbury, is he a good coach? I don't think so. Kind of looks like he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
I guess that goes back to just sometimes the points that I make about young offensive coaches that just get all this fucking credit. Like, this guy's good.
He went 36-40 as a college coach.
Yeah, or he's just this great offensive mind. And they get, or
not even that. I think he's like 34-40 as a college head coach.
Him, and I say the same thing about Matt LaFleur, but Matt LaFleur's lost like, what, 6 games in 2 years as Packers coach. So, it's just, first, in general, coaches are hit or miss. You never know how good a coach is going to be in or what the situation is for him either. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is a bad coach. I think this was still another rebuilding year for the Cardinals, and it's when they were 6-3 and fighting for the NFC East at that time, and we all thought, okay, this team's ready. I don't think that team's ready.
No. When they beat the Seahawks that first time.
I think you give him next year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to dabble in college football playoffs? Actually, I got an idea for college football playoffs. We'll hold that off.
How long are we on?
We're on 45.
Yeah, all right. In the NFC. Yeah, we can talk about college. Well, you got an idea for right now?
I got an idea for college football playoffs.
Like right now?
Well, after this.
Oh.
G-boy. G-boy is my new favorite word. G-boy. And mug. I don't know what mugs means, but if I say up in this mug, I don't know if it's short for motherfucker or what.
Mug's like...
Mug.
I'm in this place.
In this mug.
Oh, it might be up in this,
up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up in this mug.
Yeah.
Maybe it's muh. I don't know.
I'm thinking Rams. I'm thinking Rams, Bears, and Bucks get those wild cards.
Who's your pick to win the AFC?
I think Washington does.
I think so too.
They should have won it last weekend, but I do think they do.
I don't need much from Alex Smith. I just need the first half. I say that in the Redskins.
Is there a possibility? Like, it's Kyle Allen's out. Like he can't.
Oh, he's
play.
out.
He's out.
Yeah. He broke his shit.
You said that already.
It's either Heineke.
Like a Heineken.
Steven Montez.
How many fucking quarterbacks on the roster?
Steven Montez is our. I didn't even know that Heineke was on the roster, honestly. I don't know when we got him.
He must have been on the practice squad.
Must have just been signed. Montez is on the practice squad. And Logan Thomas is our emergency quarterback. Which, honestly, I wouldn't mind. Fuck it. Run the fucking Wildcat with Logan Thomas. Fuck it.
He's too big to run the Wildcat.
I don't give a fuck.
He's gained a lot of weight.
Honestly, this would be a great game for Dwayne Haskins to play because the Eagles have the worst secondary in football. So he might only throw two interceptions.
That's what I'm saying. I think something else happened.
Well, yeah, he's a cancer in the fucking locker room.
I did like that meme that
you like that?
Posted on, well, not posted, you shared it on Facebook.
Rivera beat Rivera cancer twice in one season. He is, dude.
I know he has been, but
for you, he won't get picked up again. It's like Johnny Manziel all over again.
He will get picked up.
Johnny Manziel never got picked up.
He did.
By who?
No, Johnny didn't.
Johnny didn't get picked up.
I think
he cleared waivers. Nobody picked him up on waivers.
Well, not at the end of the season like this.
Lock him up. Put him on a practice squad. Fuck him. Dan Snyder only drafted him because he went to high school with his kid. That's the only reason why he got drafted, and that's for sure.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Who got drafted after him? Drew Lock? Ah, fuck it. I don't want Drew Lock. that's an even worse mistake. Yeah.
That class was not good.
Ron Rivera is going to get who he wants. I've got a little itching feeling.
I'm thinking Trey Lance.
No. That's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking draft Kyle Trask, which will be a big mistake. He'll be out of the league in the next 4 years.
Then why do you draft Kyle Trask?
Listen.
You just fucking...
Listen. They pick up either Matt Ryan or Matthew Stafford. Which?
Matt Ryan.
I think Matthew Stafford, honestly.
I think Stafford's going to Chicago.
Well, he's not going to be a free agent, but he might get traded or cut. I think there's a new regime coming in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I think Stafford's out.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't hate it for him.
I saw a wild stat today.
Give it to me.
Guess who has more Pro Bowls than Matthew Stafford?
Give me a hint, but not too big of a hint.
Titans.
Mariota?
Vince Young.
Seriously?
Vince Young went to 2 Pro Bowls. Matthew Stafford has only gone to 1.
How the fuck did Vince Young get voted? Well,
I don't know.
Pro Bowl is fan voting.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I saw that today. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's legit.
It's legit.
What was the source?
It was, I don't know. I saw it on Facebook. It wasn't fact-checked, but...
How many quarterbacks get in the Pro Bowl? 3?
3 per conference.
But then if, like, one of them ends up going to the Super Bowl,
again,
they put somebody else in. And Matt Stafford's only been in 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of getting a little heated over here.
Little man, I love Matthew Stafford.
I love Matt Stafford. That's one of the most likable quarterbacks in the NFL.
I loved him when he was at Georgia.
I don't know about that, but...
I used to always play NCAA, and I always play as... Georgia, because of Matthew Stafford. He was OP. It means overpowered for you virgins.
Vince fucking Young.
What a guy. Speaking of Vince Young, Texas is back.
Oh, yeah, last night's game.
Pretty good.
I didn't watch it.
Bowl game. Bowl games suck this year. Tonight's game is going to suck. All 5 wide receivers for Florida are out. 87% of their yard production is out tonight. The line opened at Oklahoma -1.5. It's all the way to 8.5 now. I got it at 1.5 because I'm a sharp. And if you listen to Slick Picks, you know that. But cool. We got a little thing coming up for college football playoffs after this. Stay tuned. Tune into the other show. But we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to episode 47 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. We're going to be back up in this hole. We're going to do a big 50th. We got to figure out who's coming on for the 50th. I got some ideas. It's just going to be a big group chat.
Yeah, we'll have to have everybody on.
Well, shit, dog. We got 3 mics here now, so we can just get this.
Daddy Doc.
This group chat up.
Beaker.
I never knew that Beaker was from, was he from Sesame Street? Nah, Muppets.
The Muppets. I was like where he's from, he's in the Nashville area.
Yeah. The Muppets.
The Muppets.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't connect those dots until the other day.
That's why we called him Beaker.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. All right. Bye. See you later.
Peace.
See you next time.